Anomaly. Something that deviates from what is standard, normal, or expected. An oddity. Peculiarity. Irregularity. Inconsistency. Incongruity. A rarity.
Greetings, fellow anomalies. Welcome back to the show. I'm Jen. I hope you've been enjoying our Wizard World Austin Comic-Con reports. If you haven't already listened to day one and two, go back two episodes in the feed. Lots of fun things happened. The following is our report for day three. We recorded reports each day at our booth, along with a few miniskirt topics like what real-life superpowers do you have, and a Star Trek Discovery fall finale discussion. All three of the reports are available now in our feed. The Star Trek Discovery chat will be uploaded tomorrow, and a Felicia Day panel will be added next week. We also have a video coming in the next week or two that will feature photos and video of all the experiences we talked about in these reports, as well as commentary from me and Angela describing all that you're watching. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, our Vimeo channel, or to our website so you know when it's ready to watch. Okay, this is day three of Austin Comic Con.
Which is always a little, and you know, it's the whole thing with being inside, like Vegas, and for 3 days in a row, you're inside, and there's no sun, there's no windows, we don't go out very often outside during the day, and so you have no concept.
Perception of time.
You have no concept of time.
All of a sudden, you're like, why am I so hungry? And you look at your clock, oh, it's like 7 o'clock at night, and I haven't eaten in 8 hours. No wonder.
Yeah, exactly. And we did go out last night, which I had a lot of fun. I hope you guys had fun.
Yes, we had fun.
I would like to say, because we have been critical of the after parties in the past.
Comic-Con.
And I thought their band and their DJ were really good
They were awesome.
I'll agree with that as well.
I can't remember the name of them, but
they were good.
It was a two-word name, and it was both strange words.
Project something.
Yeah.
But it was good.
It was very good, and I had a lot of fun. And also, for me, that weather, that was perfect. When we were eating, it did start getting uncomfortably cold. But when we went out, like being out and up on the roof, and that was nice for me. That was nice weather to hang out in. And the only thing, and Jen and I talked about this, it's not like there was a lot of muggles. The muggle to nerd ratio.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like I don't know if the geeks came to the party. Like there were a few,
right?
Or they could have been incognito. But
right.
There were a lot of bachelorette parties going on.
We saw seven.
And there was
official.
There was a lot of bros.
And a lot of muggles.
No, it's cool. You know, whatever. Because that's you go out. And I got some good video last night of that.
Yeah.
I got some good shots.
The Gandalf limbo.
I got some shots of it, but nothing scandalous.
Okay, I wasn't talking about that particular part of the limbo party. But it was funny. Okay, so there was a guy as a Gandalf. One of the few people that were actually still in costume at the party. And at a random time, all of a sudden, his Gandalf staff was used as the limbo stick. And a limbo party just happened.
It was cute. Yeah. The other part that I just randomly found funny was that they tagged his staff.
Yes! They always tag things that are...
But the thing is, but it's a wizard staff.
It's not real.
It's not
a walking
real.
Stick.
It's walking stick.
I don't know that Wizard World has anything to do with that. I think that's the city.
And the thing is like I was saying, I understand in the current climate that you have to be sort of
careful.
Overly cautious, and that's fine, but it's still, I mean, you have to kind of laugh about it a little.
You have to.
It's a little silly. A little.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
I do. What did we do this morning? Well, let's start from this morning. Who did you see?
Well, not this morning, but this right after lunch.
Yeah, that's right. After lunch.
Rico and I got a photo op with Jason Momoa and Joe Flanagan. And so we got to see Jason Momoa, and that was very cool. And the picture turned out very awesome.
It is a great picture.
Joe Flanagan, and so we had like a very specific reason why we did it this way, is because you knew that every woman and her aunt and her cousin and her daughter were going to come here and want to take a picture with Jason Momoa. But I remember him from Stargate Atlantis. And I had gone back and forth whether I even wanted to get the photo op, you know, even just a single. And then Rico brought up that he was thinking about doing the one with the Stargate Atlantis with the other guy from the show. And I thought, you know what? We could share that. And then we're there and it's like, then he'll know that we're like real fans because we're there for the Stargate thing and not just because he's Aquaman and doesn't wear a shirt anymore.
Yeah.
And or Game of Thrones even, like, because he's famous. That's how my sister knows him. And so I feel like that said something about us as nerds, that like this is a serious, we're serious
nerds.
We've
been with you for the long haul,
We've been with you for the long haul. Ever since Wraiths, we're chasing you and hunting you around the galaxy. So we understand. And he was very nice. He couldn't have been more pleasant. So yeah. That was very cool. Can I tell the story?
Yes.
So Noah was talking about, we were talking earlier, that the fun part about these shows is the things you don't plan. Like, you get the photo ops, and obviously that was very cool, or the autographs, but sometimes just the banter, when you're able to talk to celebrities or even some artists or something, that's the fun things, because you never know what's going to happen. And so we were waiting for the other guy from Stargate to get there, and he comes in, and Jason Momoa comes in, and he's obviously looking gorgeous. And he has like this little kind of steampunk looking speaker system, Bluetooth speaker. And he's getting his phone out and he's setting it up. And he like looks at me and Rico and he's like, so what kind of music should I play? He's like, hey, how are y'all? We're like, good. And I'm like, I probably look like a giant dork. I probably look at that girl in the Ermagerd. I probably look like her. I'm pretty sure I do. And I'm trying to play it cool and it's just not working. And Rico, I can tell, is like, just play it cool, bitch. Anyway, so I'm hanging out and doing that. And he's like, so what kind of music? You know, he's just trying to, you know, pass the time for a couple minutes. And he's like, what kind of music should I play? And I'm like thinking, I have to answer. Like, you can't not answer. But then what if I say something that he doesn't like, or it's stupid, or I don't find words, something that he doesn't know. I'm like, Op Ivy. I don't know. Anyway, but instead I just said, I went full sarcasm, which is a risk. Noah and I discussed this. Yeah. Full sarcasm is a risk, but there's high reward.
High risk, high reward.
If it's the right person. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that I think I would like to know if Jason Momoa can't respond well to high sarcasm. And I just said...
it will affect your...
Right, exactly. That would be important. It's important to know. And mm-hmm. So I said... he said, what kind of music should I put? And I said, something that doesn't suck. And he paused for a second, giggled a bit to himself, and then it was like, okay. Like, and then he's like looking through his phone.
And that pressure's on him.
Yeah, it's like you turn the table.
Don't pick sucky music.
It's like, so please prove to me that your taste in music doesn't suck. Which was, I could tell that he got the humor of the idea, and then I was able to walk away kind of like, all right, you know, so that was kind of cool. And he snickered a bit to himself, and I thought, that's the kind of stuff that you get there for.
Yeah.
And it's like when we were here with Charmed a couple years ago, and Shannon Doherty was there first, and she was like, I'm always first, and my friends are always late. And I was like, I understand, sister. I'm exactly the same. And she was like, right? I'm like, yes. This is like the best punk conversation I could possibly have with Shannon Doherty. And then the other part of the Jason Momoa thing is that they're trying, you know, you're trying to get people in and out, you know. And there was a couple, like, VIPs that went right before us, even though we were first in line. And when they pushed Rico and I in, I was next to the other guy, and I told Rico, and I had decided, we made a pact that no matter what, I was going to stand next to Jason, because I just spent a whole bunch of freaking money on this, and I am not standing next to him, okay? And so I like very awkwardly just was like, screw it, I'm doing this. And so I like snaked my way around like a toddler going through people's legs, you know. I was just like, all right, here
we go.
Rico
is a giant, so
Rico just kind of scooted over, and I went in, and it turned out really, I'm always pleasantly surprised how the pictures from, I always give them such good praise, but I think it's well earned, because there's so many things we complain about, you know, on everything. The celebrity photo ops, I have never been disappointed. I've never been disappointed in the celebrity photo op. And yours with Gates was great. I mean, that was good.
So anyway, in the day.
Back in the day. But they just have a system and it works really good. And he was just so nice. It was nice to like see, now maybe he's not a nice person, but for those 5 seconds that we interacted with him, he was very nice. And yeah, that was cool. So I was very excited and I ran around.
You did a victory lap.
I did a victory lap. That's what my toddler does when she's happy about something. She just runs around in circles and I'm like, So yeah. That was pretty good. That kind of brought a little bit of spunk to my day. So anyway.
You did a victory lap too.
I had to do a victory
lap. It was
lap
not
too.
On camera, but it should have been.
Oh man. So not 10 minutes after y'all got done with y'all's photo shoot, we were sitting in here and talking about it. I'm like, okay, now that y'all are back in the booth, I'm gonna, you know, hop out, and I've been thinking about the things for like 3 days now that I want to buy, and it's like maybe I want to get some Legos, so I'm gonna take one more look at the Legos, see if there's finally something that I like. Okay, I want to get this Lego.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm over there, and like there's like two Lego places that are really close together, and for whatever reason, there was a lot of people milling about these two Lego things, and I'm just kind of half bent over looking at, you know, rows and rows of little minifigures, and all of a sudden, you know, it's a tight, there's a lot of people, and people are passing by, and I hear a voice say, oh, excuse me, and, you know, they brushed against me, and I hear, like, you know, one of those room just gets silent kind of moments.
The air goes out of the room.
And I look up, and sure enough, that's Jason Momoa walking past me, leaning over and asking the vendor if he has any Aquaman minifigures, and the vendor just kind of like shakes her head, and he's like, oh, okay. And
bad
he walks
vendor.
Away.
Missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity.
And I was like, oh, so Jason Momoa just kind of brushed
I bet,
up against me.
I bet if he would have had a couple of them, that he probably would have signed one and given it to the vendor.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't that have been cool? That would have been really cool, but nope.
No.
Nope.
Sadness.
I'm sorry.
And that's why you always have Aquaman.
Even if it's old blonde Aquaman.
Who cares?
Heat it. Yeah. Yeah.
You just get
yeah. so the only guy little... who can make Aquaman cool.
And that's one of the things that I've found over the couple of times that I've been able to do the Comic-Con with y'all. Those are the things that I really love. Those yep. little chance encounter moments. Yep. Like I'm walking by and there's Felicia Day just snuggling with her toddler. We had Lonnie Anderson walk past us while we're taking photos, and
that was an interesting exchange.
That was cute. She was so nice. You were nice.
And yeah, so it's those things that just doesn't happen in real life. That's one of those only at Comic-Con kind of moments, and those are the things that always kind of stand out in my memory.
Well, I think that's all the.
That's all we got.
All the exciting things that happened today.
Sure.
But
and now we get to very excitedly pack up the booth.
Yay! Well, that's it from Austin Comic Con. I hope there's a next year. We're not sure. We'll have to see.
We'll see what happens.
Thanks for watching and listening.
Woohoo!
Bye.
And don't forget to check out our good friend Rico Dosti's podcast, Treks in Sci-Fi. You can check him out at treksf.com, and his podcast is available pretty much everywhere. If you like the Anomaly podcast, please subscribe. The easiest way to do that is by using the Overcast podcast player or the Stitcher app. You can also find us on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, YouTube. We're everywhere. And of course, you can find all of that and more at anomalypodcast.com. That's anomalypodcast.com. If you think you have a friend or two that might like our show, share it with them and spread the word. Thanks for listening.